Whenever I hear noise, I try to focus on what's going on in the background, because that's when these slimy, baby-eating, satanic pieces of shit that rule our world try to get things passed.
Yeah.
Welcome to Nice Ashes. Join hosts Mike and Nate for cigars and culture. Let's go beyond the smoke.
What are we smoking today, Nate?
Well, it's something you've done to us. You're doing this thing to us, Mike. And it looks like we've got another Tatiana here.
We do.
This time, the cinnamon Tatiana. And it smells, it smells like cinnamon, but it smells more like the potpourri version of cinnamon.
For a Tatiana, it smells pretty good. I haven't complained about the flavor of these cigars. They've all tasted fine for what they are, but...
Yeah, the vanilla one was not really that great, though. I mean, it didn't really taste like vanilla, I thought.
No, but vanilla, it's a tough flavor, vanilla.
This one does taste like Big Red a bit, the end cap.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I like it.
Brings me back to, like, the high school pep rallies when we were all passing fucking Big Red around. Of course, our school color was red at the time, middle school, so... All right, well, should we fire this thing up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I guess what I expect from a Tatiana, a little bit of Scooby Snacks there in the mouth. And
the initial
dump.
Cleanse.
I'm pairing mine. I'm going back to my old standard, the Simpler Times Lager from Trader Joe's. What are you pairing yours with, Mike?
I have some sparkling water. And because I thought we were going to smoke a different cigar, I have a little half glass of whiskey here that I'll still drink. It won't go to waste. Don't worry, listener.
Oh, I wasn't worried about that.
But I don't think I'm going to need a palate cleanser on this cigar.
So last week, as of recording, anyway, not of as release, but our friend Jordan from Be the Club had a launch party that I went to, and so they're fully launched online and everything, and I ordered a bunch of stuff, Mike. I ordered something for you and the lady as well.
Ooh, I like it. Hopefully it's show appropriate when it arrives.
Well,
it's not,
yeah. He doesn't do adult... fun wear, I guess. No, just something little, nothing too extravagant. But he's got a whole line of things. I think I sent you the pictures, Mike, of all
you
the
did.
Stuff out there. But all that stuff's on his web store as well. So I'll put that link in the episode description just in case anyone wants to go and see what's up with that. He had a bunch of people there. The launch party was at Fat Pants Brewing. Have you ever been to Fat Pants Brewing, Mike?
Never even heard of it, let alone been there.
Oh, okay. It's in, I think it's like Eden Prairie or something like that.
Isn't that like a cake eater neighborhood?
Something like that. Close to what? Eating babies and things, right?
I mean, it's Epstein adjacent.
Yeah. Not full on there, but getting there. And it was good. He had a huge turnout. There was lots of appetizers and stuff. I didn't know that. So I ate before going, and then I ate more, and I was kind of pretty stuffed by the time I left there. But I'd never been there before. I tried to go there once, but it was kind of like in that weird pandemic time, and it was just jam-packed full of people. So I didn't end up going.
Yeah, pandemic. Good memories. Fun times.
Indeed. So what are we talking about this episode, Mike?
Well, Nate and I were having a conversation earlier, and kind of got me thinking. We got a lot of noise politically going on right now. And
what?
Yeah. No. I know. Very strange. Whenever I hear noise, I try to focus on what's going on in the background, because... That's when these slimy, baby-eating, satanic pieces of shit that rule our world try to get things passed.
Yeah.
And I figured that it'd be a good time to go through kind of the anti-First Amendment, the anti-Second Amendment laws on the books, and any upcoming legislation this cycle, just to kind of give everybody an idea of where we're at. Maybe that'll inform you about, you know, the pro-freedom and the maybe the pro... authoritarian forces at will in our government. And I think we're going to see a pattern. I haven't actually analyzed the data, but I'm going to guarantee you we're going to see a pattern. There always is. And it's just a matter of connecting the dots, so to speak. So we'll go through her. And
they're
see
not
what's
trying
up.
To outlaw sheet metal and 2x4s, are they, Mike?
I hope not. Some of them might be trying to outlaw Tannerite, but
yeah, there you go.
Always interesting. So we're going to go through the states, starting with Alabama. We're going to go down. We're going to cover the BDS and other anti-First Amendment laws on the books, the anti-Second Amendment laws on the books, and then whether or not we have any pending legislation. So
sounds good.
The first state's Alabama, and we're going to cover BDS once, and then we're just going to say that they have it or don't, because I think the majority of states have BDS laws. So it'll be a lot easier to cover. So Alabama has a BDS law which prohibits state contracts with companies boycotting any partners. And there's a $15,000 threshold on this law. So any contract over $15,000, companies that do business with the state have to certify that it does not boycott in any way Israel, basically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The BDS laws and the anti-boycott laws in the United States specifically try to protect Israel from corporations and businesses and individuals from not doing business with Israel. It's very strange. Some of the states have more expansive laws that require private individuals that do business with the state to not actively boycott Israeli products. And some of them are just contractors. So
sure.
It all depends on how deep it goes. I think everybody should know about the BDS laws, I would think. It's interesting because Alabama's law extends to prohibiting ESG, DEI, reproductive health, or gender-affirming care as a part of their BDS law. So if you're a company that does business with the state of more than $15,000, you're not allowed to support gender-affirming care, reproductive health, which means abortion, DEI, or ESG, which is interesting.
Sure.
Yeah,
that makes it also unique. Prevent like contraceptives and stuff, or does it not go quite that far?
I mean, mine just says reproductive health. I don't know about contraceptives. I think I think that's left the court, so to speak, of what people want to talk about.
Yeah,
because it's so ridiculous.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it's ridiculous, I guess, in our country, or it should be, right, as a whole. But I know there's places out there where contraception is very much not ridiculous. You know, it's something that people need or want. But
right. I mean, that's the age-old thing, right? Like, if you don't want a condom, don't go buy a condom. In the same way, if you don't want to buy a beer, don't buy a beer.
Yeah.
It's optional. It's not required. Yeah. So
if you want to say bad things about Israel, don't do it here.
Not if you want a $15,000 contract with the state of Alabama.
But a $14.99 one's just fine.
Yeah, exactly. So in Alabama, they don't have an assault weapons ban or magazine capacity limits. No serious Second Amendment restrictions. Sure. And apparently there's nothing in the pipe for this cycle. So Alaska has a BDS law. It's not a legislative law. It's actually an administrative order. And their threshold's 10 employees or $100,000 for their contract via executive order. And they don't have any legislation pending, and they don't have any firearms bans right now.
Yeah. Be hard for Alaska to do a firearm ban.
Yeah.
I mean, on one hand, there's like 10 people there. And then on the other hand, there's so many big animals there that will kill you. So
I would say there's a direct correlation between firearms restrictions and a lack of predator species, which the general population interacts with. On to Arizona. They have a BDS law as well. And it's Israel banning. They extended it to colleges and retirement funds in 2022. And that is $100,000 and 10 employees. So very similar to that. But they also cover, the school system, which is interesting. And then they don't have any limits on firearms, and there's no legislation coming down.
Sure.
Arkansas prohibits contracts over $1,000.
Okay.
For anybody boycotting Israel, and they have a blacklist.
Wow.
And apparently there's a divestment trigger. So they're pretty harsh. They also include any companies that boycott fossil fuel, timber, mining, agriculture, firearms, or who support DEI in hiring.
Okay.
It also added agricultural producers to protected industries. So you can't have a vegan company who, who does anti-farming stuff. or something. So they're pretty hardcore. It's pretty anti-freedom of speech, if you ask me. I mean, corporations are human beings, according to the Supreme Court, and money is speech. So,
yeah.
I don't even know how that can exist with that law. You know what I mean?
But, yeah, and even if it wasn't, like, just because you don't like vegans or you don't like whomever, let's say, doesn't mean they don't get to talk either. So,
but you and I understand this, but seemingly our country does not. That freedom of speech is not to protect loving puppies and Jesus. Okay, freedom of speech is to protect unpopular opinions. So,
yep, just as much as protecting popular ones.
Well, more so. Nobody cares if you say something like
the minority voice.
Yeah, I love the NFL. Chugga chugga. It's for me. It's for people like me that it exists. You know.
Yeah.
The contrarian asshole.
I think athletes should be able to kneel during the national anthem if they want to. I mean, I really do. That's like peaceful protest. I don't care if it's some bullshit reason, but it's peaceful protest.
Right.
You're not looting stores in your neighborhood, you know?
Yeah, I think that I should be given the right not to give a shit about sports, so...
But, Mike, all the sports are just happening.
I know. There's tons of sports happening all the time. That's what I've been told. It's constant. It's almost
and
like
only
the next
getting
game.
More so.
Right, right. But Arkansas, they don't have any weapons bans, and they're not really pending any legislation, so that's not too bad.
Except for their super restrictive.
Restrictive anti-BDS law.
But other than that, not so
other bad. Not wanting anybody to say anything bad about any of the donors that give the politicians money. California. So, California has a BDS law. Any contract over $100,000 must certify compliance that they do not, boycott Israel. And California is famous for its weapons bans. They ban a ton of guns by name, which is crazy in a way. It's totally crazy. And then they ban any magazines over 10 rounds. With some limitations, and they ban semi-automatic centerfire rifles with detachable magazines, plus if they have one of several features, including pistol grips, flash suppressors, folding stocks, and some others. So basically, it's an AR ban.
Yeah.
More or less. Modern sporting rifle ban.
Yeah.
So.
Well, would that even cover one of those, like, survival 22s that folds up?
Yeah absolutely. It would definitely. A Kit 22, 100%.
Yeah.
It would ban that. Yeah, because it's got the folding stock, and most of them have pistol grips. A lot of even high-end air rifles and stuff have pistol grips.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose, like, a lot of the air rifles that, that have the break to cock them, right? I don't know if that would be considered a folding
stock. I would think that it depends on whether they call it a flash suppressor or a muzzle break or, you know what I mean? Like, depends on what they call it and what they can get away with.
Yeah, and
so
how much they want to
I'm thinking
with
like
day,
a number of shotguns that are intended for self-defense, those would be banned.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them. I wonder if thumb hole stocks are banned with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because that's a pistol grip with a thumb hole, you would think. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about with those.
Well, I know what you're talking about,
holes.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. Oh, we don't want to live in California. It sounds like a horrible place.
It's like, what, one more reason to not live there?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I don't even like avocado toast.
Oh, that's funny. So they do have some legislation this year. It was heard on the 24th of February. We'll see where it is when this comes out. But they want to create the right of an individual to file a civil lawsuit against a firearm manufacturer and distributors, which is a banned right now federally. You're not allowed to do that directly.
Yeah.
And then apparently they're fighting their magazine ban in court. They're being sued.
Yeah.
So the magazine bans are so stupid. I mean, anybody with, I think I may have even said this on the show before, anybody with any level of skill can take the plate from your magazine, get the manufacturer's spec, get how much pressure you need, and fabricate a larger magazine at home. So,
yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't take a wizard.
Even easier now with all these CNC laser, 3D printer things. You could very easily make whatever size you want,
Oh, yeah. You could 3D print the tube and then all you have to do is get your spring and,
I'm sure there's even models out online you can just download for those big drum magazines. You put drum magazine on your 1022,
Oh, for sure. And for anyone who's thinking, who would do that? What kind of psycho? There's people with hobbies, and there's guys that this is their hobby, and they just... Yeah,
God forbid men have hobbies.
Right?
We don't make too much fun of your fake nails and huge lashes, ladies, so let us have some fun, too.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I saw a woman with the fake nails the other day, and I was like, I have no idea how you interact with anything. They were like 2 inches long off of her nail finger.
Yeah.
I'm like, how? Like, she's like had like crab hands.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you work? Like, what do you do for a living?
I think you're looking at it, Mike. I think she just sits there with her nails.
Possibly.
Cam girl or whatever.
I can't remember if she was attractive or not. I just remember the nails being horrifying.
See, the political distraction is down to a science now with nails. Mike can't even remember if a person was attractive or not.
No. Only
that they had nails. I'm just kidding.
Only that she had tremendous nails. So
where are you at with your cigar, Mike?
Oh, I am probably an inch in. How about you?
Oh, I think I'm about halfway. Yeah, probably about halfway.
Oh my gosh, you're halfway. I'm not even close to halfway.
All right.
Let's do a cigar check, though, because... I'm a quarter of the way, let's call it.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not tasting a fucking thing. This thing tastes like nothing to me.
No. I guess the cinnamon was only on the cap because this is just bland now and not really. It's interesting
slightly
because
sweet.
Because the vanilla didn't taste like vanilla. This one tasted like cinnamon for a minute and now it doesn't. But that fucking groovy blue that we had, that's all I could smell in my garage for like 2 days after the fact.
Dude, that is that groovy blue was a unique experience. I would
that was potent,
almost
man.
Recommend it to someone. You see one for cheap, I would almost
you
recommend
it. You might as well try
one.
It. Yeah. I mean, yeah, why not? It's like the kids, whatever, the fun flavor you got when you were younger, Like, hey, yeah, I want the blue raspberry. Why wouldn't you want the blue raspberry? That's badass.
Yep. Freak people out at the fire. What is that burning?
If I could bring it to your local cigar lounge and just make the entire place smell blue raspberry.
Some of those guys would be upset, but I think most of them would find it humorous. I would, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I don't fuck.
I'm pretty chill when it comes to that, but
Yeah.
All right, on to Colorado.
All right.
So Colorado creates a blacklist for profit entities that with economic prohibitions against Israel, and it divests pension funds from those entities. So they don't ban state contracts, but they don't allow their pension funds to invest in it.
Sure.
And then they banned magazines over 15 rounds back in 13. And starting in 26, they're going to ban certain semi-automatic firearms. And then it updated some machine gun conversion laws.
Oh, okay.
And then apparently in 25, they require a permit to purchase with mandatory safety training to get firearms.
Okay.
Which I'm not, we've talked about this before. I'm for training to own firearms. But I'm against permit to purchase.
Yeah.
100%. So apparently there's parts of a bill that they passed before that need to be re-voted on. And there's ongoing litigation with their semi-automatic ban. So it's interesting. All these states trying to do this and then they go to court and blah, blah, blah. On to Connecticut. They have no BDS laws. They do have an assault weapons ban, very similar to California's, almost identical to California, actually. And they have a registration for magazines.
They have what for magazines?
They have a registration for magazines.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Sounds like a perfect opportunity to buy out of state and bring back in,
Right, yeah. It's like, sure, whatever you say. And apparently
the thing with magazines is you can have one gun and 15 magazines for that one gun. So that can add up to a lot of fucking data to just try and track. Just on like an administrative side, right? Like,
yeah.
The fuck?
And you can go to a state like North Dakota or Minnesota and go to any sporting goods store and get whatever magazine for whatever gun you want.
Yeah.
So it's completely pointless. Like, that's just a stupid, it's a meaningless law. Even if they didn't have high-capacity magazines available, you can make them. So
yeah, you can make them. Your buddy that never left shop class in high school, he can make them.
Yeah, yeah. Your buddy that has some basic machinery in his garage can make them for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. And apparently their governor wants some additional gun control laws, but there's nothing been proposed yet. It's on the table there in Connecticut. Delaware, no BDS law. They have an assault weapons ban similar to California's, but their magazine limit is 17 rounds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they have no bills, but they're in court. Florida, they do have a BDS law. It creates a blacklist for investment, and it prohibits contracting with any company or non-for-profit that boycotts Israel, no matter the amount. Okay. I think that's the most extreme we've seen.
Yeah.
And then they banned schools from boycotting Israel as well.
Does Israel make a lot of stuff, or are they just, rah-rah, Israel? I mean,
Israel makes some stuff, but mostly it's investing in their arms industry. Usually, because they like us, have a large arms industry, and they have a lot of security, quote-unquote, security.
Sure, okay.
So a lot of it is like tech services and shit like that, where you'll have a Israeli tech company that'll do security for your school campus or something. So
sure,
that sort of thing. And I know that some stuff is manufactured in Israel. I think SodaStream stuff is made there. Stanley.
Okay. I mean, I've seen the stickers every once in a while, but
often. Proto Stanley had a plastic molding factory there once. I don't know if they still do, but I have one or two toolboxes that were made in Israel.
Sure.
So I only know, I always check when I buy stuff. So that's why.
So that you can continue to support Israel?
Oh, yeah. So I can continue to support Israel. No, it did not stop me from buying it just because it was made in Israel. But I have this thing in my head where it's like, if I'm spending premium money, I want it to be made in a premium factory, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not down with buying an $80 pair of pliers made in communist China by a child slave. It's not my thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, in Florida, they don't really have any firearms bans, and there's no bills on either subject in the pipe.
Sure.
Georgia has a BDS law, and it is contracts with companies that employ more than 5 and contracts over 100,000 with no weapons bans and nothing in session. Hawaii does not have an anti-BDS law, interestingly enough, and they have a firearms ban almost identical to California's, and they also extend this to carrying firearms within 200 feet of a polling place. Interestingly enough. And then apparently there's supposed to be a bill introduced this year that is going to ban all semi-automatic firearms. Sure. So Hawaii,
good luck.
Apparently not the most gun-friendly place on earth. So Idaho.
They don't have any. Hawaii doesn't have any like large game, does it?
Yeah, they have axis deer. They have wild boar. They also have like lizard infestations and things like that you can hunt. So
sure.
Like,
I guess I've just never heard people going to Hawaii as like a hunting destination.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Hunting axis deer is huge.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm not in the same circles as you, I guess. But
oh, yeah. Me and one of the guests on the show, Chris, and I and a couple buddies wanted to go to Hawaii and do that one year.
Oh, sure.
That'd be pretty interesting. It's kind of like shooting iguanas. That's a thing where iguanas are not native. They kind of take over and you can like shoot them out of the trees.
Nice.
Kind of like we shoot pigeons.
Yes.
So, yeah, they'd be interesting. But, Idaho has an anti-BDS law. It's $100,000 with 10 employees, and it extends to banks and credit unions and all sorts of things. And then they have the whole list of stuff you're not allowed to boycott, like fossil fuels and the same list we went over before. All these industries that donate money to politicians get added to the list. Yeah. Almost as though Israel gives politicians money directly.
No.
Weird. Weird. Anyway, and they don't have any gun restrictions and nothing legislative-wise.
Yeah.
Illinois has a blacklist for their pension plan, and it doesn't appear that it has any contract ban, but it does have a blacklist, so I'm guessing they don't get contracts. Sure. They also have an assault weapons ban identical to California's, though they do have a 15-round limit for handguns, which is the exact opposite of what you would want, since magazine limits are only functional on handguns, really. Like, yeah. Limiting a magazine on a shotgun is stupid. There's not a lot of shotguns that have magazines anyway.
Well, yeah.
You know, a lot of these gun laws, they're not made by people who understand firearms, that's for sure.
No.
Anyway, so apparently their BDS law is in court right now. Okay. So that's interesting. It's the first one I've seen of that. But yeah, so Indiana, they're another state with a BDS blacklist, and then they don't have any assault weapon bans or firearm bans, and no legislation coming. Iowa is $1,000, very similar to some of the other ones. And then they include parent companies and affiliates, specifically targeting Unilever and Ben & Jerry's.
Okay.
So you're not allowed to boycott Unilever and get a state contract.
Okay.
I think I see a pattern. Are we seeing patterns yet?
Don't be clean and don't enjoy ice cream, I guess, right?
That's right. That's right. And then there's no assault weapons bans and no legislation. The legislation, the BDS, I'm kind of beating into the ground here because there's a problem there, in my opinion.
There's more of that than I thought.
It's the majority of states. I believe it's 38 yeah. of 50 have okay. laws limiting free speech when it comes to Israel and some corporate entities,
yeah.
depending on the state. So isn't that great? Isn't that great?
Love it.
Yeah. So Kansas, they got the 100K five employee restriction. Apparently, they did their first BDS law was struck down because it was too restrictive. So they loosened it up and they don't have any firearms stuff going on and they don't have any legislation.
Sure.
So in Kentucky, apparently they force companies that do state contracts to make a blood oath that they will not boycott Israel or they are not allowed to get a state contract. And then they don't have any Second Amendment or legislation going on. Louisiana, they have an executive order banning any dealings with companies that boycott Israel. And then no Second Amendment, no legislation. Maryland, same thing. They just have an executive order banning the state sure. from doing business with anybody who boycotts Israel. And then they have an assault weapons ban, exactly like California's.
Yep. And did California's ban come first, or a lot of other states just modeling California's?
Yeah, California's ban came in the early 90s. It came around the national assault weapons ban. So a lot sure. of these other states just kind of copied what California did.
All right.
And then they don't have any big legislation coming in. Mass does not have any BDS laws on the books. They have a... Interesting. They just updated loopholes. They just closed some loopholes to their original law, but their original law was based on California and, you know, 10 rounds, blah, blah, blah. They don't have any legislation coming in. In Michigan, another executive order saying yep. that they don't get to do business with people who don't love Israel. And they have a safe storage law and a reporting law, but they don't have any firearms bans.
Okay.
And then they don't have anything on the pipeline. Now, this is the big one because we are from Minnesota and Minnesota is yeah, very active yeah. right now. And
this is what kind of spawned this episode topic, wasn't it, Mike, because we were talking about this?
Yes, it was, because our focus is on, obviously, the federal government terrorizing hippies in the metro and maybe some Somali issues that...
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm fine with terrorizing some hippies, but I draw the line at executing them in the street. I mean, I don't think they should come to physical harm. But, you know, giving them some grief about their long hair, their loud music, or, you know, their smell of weed.
I mean, I saw the videos, and they were totally justified in disarming that nurse and then shooting him 9 times in the back of the head on the ground as they held him down. Yeah. Totally, totally cool with that. No problem. Especially these poorly trained people Jesus. Who apparently received illegal training. Had some bureaucrats retire over that.
Yep.
Nothing to see here, though.
No.
Nothing to see here. No.
Yeah, I had a conversation about that. I don't know if I told you, but with somebody who will remain anonymous for reasons. And they said, well, yeah, but that nurse guy, he was, like, the week earlier, he was screaming at them and kicking their cars and stuff. And he doesn't have a right to do that. And I'm like, yeah, he does. He does have a right to do that. And if they don't like him doing that, they can charge him in court for vandalization or aggressive behavior. They don't get to go and execute him in the street a week later because he was mean to them the previous week.
Yeah, I remember when that broke, and it's like total character assassination. These are unrelated things.
And they can be, you can be angry and then not be hunted by a covert black ops style fucking agency that doesn't have training and then be executed. Like, that's not how that works. Even, and that's the same thing with George Floyd. Even if he was a criminal druggie, that doesn't mean you get to execute him in the street.
At least Derek Chauvin wasn't hiding his identity.
Well, yeah, that was back when all the fucking conservatives hated masks.
Right. Yeah, that was the pro-mask conservative movement.
Yeah, that was Donnie's first term, Mike, not his second term.
That is true. That is true.
They've grown leaps and bounds from hating masks to loving them.
Yep. And the liberals still love them, just not on cops.
Yep.
You still see them floating around the major city areas.
Oh, you do. You do. I see a lot less people driving around alone in their cars with their masks on, though. That was huge here for several years. I'm like, you're alone in your fucking car. There's nobody else in there. Take your mask off, you idiot.
I only saw that once, and it was a fucking guy in a soft top Corvette with the top down. I'm like, oh my God, dude.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing? And he had to have been a tourist. I'm guessing he had to have been a tourist, but
yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Anybody who knows anything about northern Minnesota realizes there's just a ton of tourists everywhere all the time. So certain times of year, that's for sure.
Yeah, certain times of year.
But anyway, back on to the Minnesota home front.
Mm.
So we do have a anti-BDS law on the books, unfortunately. I do know a gentleman that is putting together a petition to get a ballot measure to ban the BDS law. So sure. Basically overrule it via ballot measure. And I support that. But anyway, they banned state contracts over $50,000. So we in the state do not currently have an assault weapon ban or a magazine capacity ban. We do have a trigger ban, a binary trigger ban, signed by Herr Waltz, the fucking yes. COVID Nazi pig that is giving our money to Somali terrorists.
Well, he also gives them to put tampons in the men's restrooms. So.
Yeah. Tampon Tim.
And those Tampon are expensive, Tim. Mike. Those are expensive.
Yeah. Anyway, we have a safe storage law. We also have insurance companies have to report firearms cost data, whatever the hell that means. I'm sure some scam.
Yeah, some most insurance scam. Things are, I think. The safe storage stuff, I don't think I have a problem with safe storage stuff, really, unless I should. I don't know.
No. Most of these laws, these safe storage laws, are fine.
Keep them away from kids, okay?
Right. I'm perfectly fine with having education requirements and having safe storage requirements and things like that.
Yeah.
As long as the education is free, right? Like, that's the big thing.
Yeah, and doesn't go to fund Israel.
Well, you know.
You got to pay for your firearm training, but it's led by an Israeli instructor, and that goes right back to Israel.
Oh, man.
Anyway, carry on, Mike.
Yeah. So we have legislation in Minnesota that's going through that is floating around that is going to make it a felony to own semi-automatic firearms. And that includes shotguns and everything.
Yep.
And
I read that they're allowing a grandfather in clause, but you have to like pay a fee and then probably pay that fee every year. And that once you die, that grandfather clause is removed. So you can't bequeath your firearms to a family member.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty shitty.
And don't they have something about door-to-door searches, warrantless searches? To, I guess, check for what, semi-automatic firearms?
Dude, I have this whole thing. I can read it off if you want.
I mean, how would that even, that's not even going to work. You don't have enough people to go door-to-door.
Dude, the law is going to require registration from law enforcement. And apparently, there's going to be warrantless home inspections authorized at random. And then there's going to be a ban on magazines over 10 rounds, which is also on there.
Yeah. The random searches, by the by, will not be random. I'll tell you that.
Oh, absolutely. No. Hell no. They know who owns firearms and who doesn't. That's crazy. And they're not going to go after people that are using firearms illegally. The police allow them to attack us.
They're not going to Cedar. I'll tell you that.
No, they're not going to go to Cedar. It's like the shooting at Bondi Beach in Australia. The government admitted they knew they were going to do it, and then they watched them do it, and they allowed it to happen.
That's every shooting that has made the news. Later, it has been found out that the person was on our radar.
Every time.
Every single time.
Every time. Every school shooting you hear about, every mass shooting you hear about.
And I am pro Second Amendment, and I'm against whatever the fuck Minnesota's trying to do right now. But I'm not against going after fucking people that are on your goddamn radar.
Yep. And by the way, Minnesotans, it's 67-67 on this thing right now. So if you don't want to have unauthorized terror infestation in your home, you might want to contact your legislature or, make it known that you're against a tyrannical state taking over.
Yeah, because you don't even have to like guns, really, to be against random warrantless searches.
Right. And it's not going to be random. It's not going to be random.
Well, you and I know it's not going to be random. Just like you and I know certain things happened on a certain island somewhere and certain people that are in certain places right now were definitely there and involved.
Right. I mean, I'm guessing that Waltz had plenty of fucking jerky and grape soda and pizza and hot dogs.
Yeah, he had to have. I mean, look at the guy.
I'm going to guess so, since he was the vice presidential nominee for the Demon Rats. Had to have been on the fucking take. Had to have. You don't get there unless you are already in it.
That's true. Even if they pass this thing, Mike, I think it's going to backfire so spectacularly, and it can still be challenged by the Supreme Court.
I just don't know. Maybe that warrantless search is a poison pill. That could to be. Me seems like a poison pill, because that cannot be legal. Cannot be legal. And then forced registration, that's...
With that, you're directly violating the Second and the Fourth Amendment. Even on the Second Amendment grounds alone, I think it wouldn't hold up if somebody took it to the Supreme Court. But if you add in that Fourth Amendment thing, where they're just violating willy-nilly your personal space.
Right.
Yeah. It's right. But even if they pass it, there's no way to enforce it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's no way to enforce it. There's no way to enforce it. It's impossible.
The people that you and I know, Mike, that have these types of weapons, not even weapons, just firearms, right, that have these firearms, they're not going to be all cuckoo, ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson, warrantless search, come on in, see what I got.
Dude, if you look at the list of shit, it's like... So pistol grips, adjustable stocks, suppressors, barrel shrouds, threaded barrels, forward grips. I mean, a threaded barrel, that's a shotgun tube. So now you're going to ban semi-automatic shotguns? Is that what I'm hearing?
That's what I'm hearing. Like,
that's what I'm hearing. You're going to ban semi-automatic shotguns, which, I mean, I don't.
Well, good luck with that. Even some of those, Mike, even some of those 22s we were talking about, the Sorrel 22s, the barrel stores in the stock. So that's a threaded tube. So what now?
Your kit guns. Yeah. Henry makes a pickup gun. Yeah. They call them airplane guns.
Yeah. And a lot of handguns are threaded tubes, depending. I mean, the semi-auto ones for sure. But
yeah. I mean, if you get a lot of the Mark series, the Rugers, a lot of competition guns all have threaded barrels from the factory. It's a nice feature if you want to add on a suppressor, if you want to add on a muzzle brake or whatever. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm against it.
I'm against it as well. I don't think it's enforceable. Minnesota, the Dakotas, Wisconsin. I mean, they're big, like hunting. It's big hunting time. Big hunting time.
Right.
You're thinking about all of the people, and we talked about this back in November on the show, even about the deer hunter army. Well, if all the deer hunter army decides that they don't like the ban, you're not going to enforce it.
Right. Minnesota alone has a million man standing army.
Yeah.
Sniper army that can shoot at least 100 yards.
Oh, yeah. Semi-autoly, even some of them.
There's quite a few semi-automatic deer hunting rifles now. Used to not be, but
yeah,
now there is.
Yeah.
So we got Mississippi and Missouri. They're identical. They have some sort of BDS. Not clear what. It's just kind of like nebulous. No specifics. And then no legislation, no gun bans. Nevada has the same sort of anti-BDS stuff. And they have a firearm hold for at-risk individuals. So I don't know what that means. That seems like a good idea, but I'm also aware that that is going to be abused every time.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea until you see what it looks like in practice.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good idea until you realize that it's going to be some purple-haired Muslim fucking Somali woman that is going to be enacting this based on whatever they want and not what is best for the public, you know?
Yeah, it was best for the public, but then also the big thing with a lot of these safe hold or kind of the other things is like what resources does the person being affected by this have? Like, do they have a pathway to counter, to regain what was taken, what's being held? Or is it kind of some sort of like bureaucratic black hole bullshit thing?
Right. And a lot of it, to my understanding, this is many years since I've been quote unquote educated on it.
Yeah.
But most of these holds, you can just go hold after hold after hold, never ending, without any sort of procedure to stop it from happening. So
The Guantanamo effect.
Yeah, exactly. It's a hold that has no end. And it's being done by people that are probably the political enemies of whoever they're doing it to, right?
Yeah.
And that's definitely a possible motivation.
Or, you know, just bureaucrats gunning for a promotion or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the most benign explanation for sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, and that's got to happen a lot, you would think. You know, if you've got someone in power that hates people that have the things, then you're going to go put holds on a lot of things, right, that they hate.
Right. So New Jersey, they got the same nebulous anti-BDS stuff. No real specifics. They got a firearms ban very similar to California's, and apparently their firearms ban is going to the Supreme Court.
Okay.
So we'll see. New Mexico, they have no anti-BDS law. Good for you, New Mexico.
All right.
Man, that's crazy. And then there's no firearms ban. So apparently they did have a legislation that was going to stop illegal gun trade.
All right.
And apparently it was going to ban the sale and transfer of gas-operated semi-automatic firearms, which is like, again, shotguns, rifles, not pistols. And then they were going to have a magazine ban and some other interesting things. But it's apparently dead in the water right now.
Sure.
So didn't make it out of committee. These bans, like I say, you're going to ban gas-operated guns. And say, well, all the high-end hunting shotguns are gas-operated.
Yeah.
Many, many rifles are gas-operated.
Yeah.
It's not just AR-15s that are gas-operated.
Very true.
So anyway, yeah, New York, they have a BDS law, very similar to a lot of them. They have assault weapon ban. Identical to California's. And let's see here. There is new legislation trying to target current gun owners, but it is still in progress. I don't know what the details are. That's for the people in New York to figure out.
Yeah.
They are trying to increase their firearm ban there.
Sure.
Who the hell wants to live in California and New York? It sounds awful. Like, they're extremely...
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, when you think about New York, you always think about New York City, but there's lots of places, especially in northern New York, that are border Canada. You've got the same kind of scenery and sparsely populated, so it's not necessarily New York City everywhere in New York, but yeah, outside of the national parks in California, I mean, California's pretty terrible, so...
Right, yeah, like, greater New York suffers tremendously from being associated with New York City.
Yeah.
You know, that would be awful.
Yeah.
Potentially. I don't know. I don't live there, but.
I don't live there either. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. North Carolina has the same anti-BDS law as everybody else. No firearms restrictions. And they're going to try to pass permitless carry. So that'll be interesting. Apparently, it's been postponed. And it was vetoed, or might be vetoed. But I like permitless carry for state residents. It's all right. It all depends. Ohio has a BDS law and no firearms restrictions, nothing on the horizon. Oregon has a no BDS law. They have an assault weapons ban, just like California's.
Sure.
With additional taxes, and they all have their sort of background and fingerprinting and all these sort of like... draconian, Big Brother-esque type of rules in Oregon.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like that great. And then they are attempting to pass a 60-day wait period and an increase in the processing fee for firearms. So I don't know if that's... I don't know any data on that, the wait period, increasing the wait period. I know I've heard it's supposed to protect women from being shot by their partners or something, but we've discussed this before. Like, half of partner violence is done by women and half is done by men.
So. I can't imagine that.
Like, I can't imagine that that sort of...
I mean, I feel like if your spouse is going to shoot you, they'll shoot you now and they'll shoot you in 60 days. I don't know. I mean, it's interesting.
The kind of person that's going to shoot their spouse is not going to just stop wanting to do it in 30 days or whatever.
Yeah. Well, they don't have a wait. They don't have a waiting period on vehicles, do they?
And right.
Vehicle-related deaths are way higher than fucking firearms. So I don't
Knives. I mean, you're trying to prevent death by one method, and then it's just going to cause another. It's not going to prevent it.
Well, driving while tired, or driving while distracted, or driving while drunk, or, you know, just not being good at driving, I guess, whatever. I mean, cars are crazy dangerous, and they're just willy-nilly like, oh, yeah, you can finance this, and blah, 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 and no waiting periods and stuff like that. I mean, you do have to get your license and things, but I don't know. I mean, people make guns out to be super, super dangerous, but if you look at, like, the raw data... I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, but I don't think that they're at the top of the list for most dangerous things in the world.
No. Like, not to my knowledge. I would have to relook at the list. It's kind of like the 10 most dangerous jobs, right? Like, cops not even on it.
Yeah.
Cops not on it. And if you take out vehicular homicide, it's really not on it.
Yeah.
Or vehicular crashes. Like, the miles that cops put on is the most dangerous part of their job.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
It's the driving. Yeah. Because driving is hyper dangerous. We do not have safe roads. We don't design them to be safe.
Yeah. And we don't make people re-up their fucking licenses.
We don't have a re-education program. Like, driving is the most dangerous thing you do, and we don't have a fucking re-education program. Think about how crazy that is. Just like an hour-long safety class you have to watch online before you can pay the $10 or whatever it is to renew your license. I can't remember what it is. $50, whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, and you got to pay your tabs every fucking year, so, like, you're interacting with them anyway, so just... One of those times, take a safety thing. This is your turn signal. Fucking use it. God damn it.
Oh, dude, just an updater on the changing traffic laws. They change. They've changed since we've started driving. And
I refuse to acknowledge any of the changes since I started driving, but I understand. Right. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. Or how to drive around roundabouts. I mean, we've had this.
There's way more roundabouts now than there ever were.
Huge. And we saw it in the recent ICE stuff where ICE agents would get stuck on roundabouts and not be able to get off and then start waving their guns around trying to get people to move out of the way
because
they can't get off the roundabout.
Or people, when you're merging onto a freeway, you want the furthest most right pedal, which is the accelerator. You must speed up to match the speed of everyone else on the fucking freeway. Do that, please.
Yeah. The oncoming or the merging car is supposed to match the speed of traffic on the road, not the other way around.
Yes.
It's...
Anyway, what's the next state, Mike?
Pennsylvania. They do have a BDS law. They do not have assault weapons bans or any legislation. Rhode Island's got anti-BDS law in the book yet again. Ha-ha. And they have the California weapons ban, which is in court. Nothing else on the radar. South Carolina has anti-BDS law and no weapons bans and no legislation. Interesting. So South Dakota has a anti-BDS law.
Sure.
And they also prohibit credit card companies from using firearm merchant category codes to identify gun sellers, which I don't know why that would be. I don't also see a problem with it. I think that's perfectly fine.
Yeah,
I'm for that. That's fine. I'm sure there's a reason why it's a law, but I don't know what it would be.
Me either.
Yeah. Otherwise, no bans and no legislation. So Texas does have if you want a state contract with the right for Texas, you have to make a blood oath saying that you will not boycott Israel. And this has been revised a couple times because the first couple versions were too restrictive on the First Amendment. It couldn't pass. Sure. It got voted down or got slashed down. So they've been trying to make it as restrictive as humanly possible without not passing in a court. So this is what they currently do. And that's interesting. Yeah, they don't have any weapons bans, of course. And so apparently... They passed legislation in 25 banning cities from enforcing red flag laws. So they have a law banning them from enforcing a law that doesn't exist. How good is that, Texas? I love it. I love you, Texas. Sometimes they're,
yeah,
you're very
sometimes
funny.
For
don't,
sure.
Don't mess with Texas. Yeah.
You're going to be freer than you ever thought you would, because we're already banning them from doing the stuff they want to do, but nobody's that ever done here. So
yeah, exactly.
Even if they do it, they're not going to be able to do it, because we've already done it against them.
Yeah, on to Vermont. They do not have a BDS law. Good for you, Vermont. And they have magazine restrictions. 10 rounds for rifles, 15 for handguns. No assault weapons ban and no legislation going on. Virginia, this is one of the ones that surprised me. They don't have an anti-BDS law, which I was really surprised that Virginia did not have an anti-BDS law. That's shocking to me.
Yeah.
But interesting, right? So they don't have an assault weapons ban, but they do ban foreign nationals without permanent residents to possess firearms, which
that's
you would think
me.
That non-permanent residents would not be allowed to have firearms anyway. But
you would think, but Virginia, with its closeness to the District of Columbia, has a lot of those diplomatic immunity fucks, I'll bet you.
That is true. I did not think of that right away. But yeah, that's a good point. So they banned their, what do you call it? Probably not the individual ambassadors, but anybody on their staff that's not covered, right?
I would think, right? The, what are they? Like the consulate or the embassy people, or I don't know what. Like there's got to be fucking...
Oh, there has to be a ton of embassy staff that are not covered under diplomatic immunity that would be covered by that, you would think. But anyway, there is a bill in the Virginia legislature that is akin to an assault weapons ban and blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of details in it. It doesn't really matter because this exact bill has been vetoed 4 times in the last 4 years by the current governor. Yeah. So, and he is a Democrat. So I'm guessing that he is either a blue dog or a rural Democrat and not a city Democrat, let's call it, which is the big downfall of Waltz. He was supposed to be a country Democrat and he ended up not being that. That's for sure.
He turned fast,
boy. Holy fuck. But anyway, we got 2 states left here, guys. I know we're super excited. Washington. No BDS law. Congratulations, Washington. You're one of the few. They have an assault weapons ban almost identical to California's, and their assault weapon ban is in court. And Scani, they have, guess what? An executive order for their BDS ban. Shocking,
yep.
I know.
Yep.
And they do not have an assault weapons ban. And just like Minnesota, they have an effort to repeal the BDS ban via ballot measure. So a lot of the ballot measure states, you know, these are the Midwestern states, the old progressive states 100 years ago that we have talked about in previous episodes and will talk about in future episodes.
You talk about West Virginia, Mike?
Yeah. No, I did not. West Virginia. Of course I did. Didn't I?
I don't know.
Did I skip West Virginia?
I thought you went Washington to Wisconsin.
Oh my gosh. West Virginia is not on my list. West Virginia is not
on my
list.
I thought there
list.
Was one other state that you might have missed, but.
Yeah. I apologize, West
I'll
Virginia.
I'll be damned
yeah,
if
you're
I can
certainly
remember
not
what
here.
The other state was. Did you do Illinois?
Yeah, we did Illinois.
We did Illinois.
I know we did Illinois.
What about North Dakota? Did we do North Dakota?
North Dakota doesn't exist.
So.
Yeah, North Dakota. We did skip North Dakota. So North Dakota, I know this for a fact, does have anti-BDS laws, and they do not have any weapons bans, and there's no way they're going to do any weapons bans in the future. So
yeah,
I do know they have an anti-BDS law, but
only
because I live there.
Yeah.
Maybe, if it exists. I mean.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You may or may not have done an episode from a bunker there, but I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I may or may not have done an episode from North Dakota.
You didn't do District of Columbia, but there's not really a state.
Right. Yeah. District of Columbia has an assault weapons ban and magazine restrictions.
Yeah. What about Puerto Rico and Guam, Mike?
I have no idea. So according to this... Maine, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Utah, West Virginia, Wyoming have no magazine capacity restrictions, no assault weapons bans, and no BDS laws.
Okay.
So those states, like, I thought North Dakota had an anti-BDS law, but it must have been a executive order that was canceled or something.
Yeah, maybe it was
because they've recently changed governors, so that is a possibility. Yeah, so... Like I say, we are noticing trends, and my big trend was that these BDS laws go hand in hand with extending that to industries and companies that donate money. And I think that's the crux of the issue, right? These laws, these anti-free speech laws, are mostly to protect the people with the money that also give that money to politicians.
Yep.
It's not really about anything else.
I would concur, just in the same way that the Melania movie was very much a bribe to somebody. And not really about making a movie.
Never watched it.
Neither did I.
I know I watched it, a podcast that shall remain unnamed. They were covering the Minneapolis riot, and then the Melania movie came out that weekend.
Sure.
And one of the theaters in Minneapolis, I think it was the Rosedale Mall, had 7 tickets sold for the Melania movie on the opener. They're like, well, yeah. I don't think the Melania movie is going to be very big in Minnesota. Like, yeah, no, but it's going to be big in Florida. I'm like, yeah, probably.
Probably. I heard they were offering to pay people to go sit in the theater.
Oh, kind of like the Greenland MAGA.
Something.
MAGA rallies. I don't know. Did you hear that one?
No, but it doesn't surprise me. I mean, everybody, all the protesters everywhere are paid. And I don't know. Maybe some of them are, I guess. But
right. Right. It's interesting. Yeah, I listened to an interview on Channel 5. They interviewed one of the guys in the meme. And the guy, he was like, yeah, like these Trump people, they just held a bar and they had free beer. So, of course, we're going to go in there and drink their free beer and wear their hats.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I see how that works. They could do that here, too. That would work.
Yeah. All right, what are you rating this one, Mike? I put mine out a little bit ago, but I wanted to get through all the states.
Yeah. I didn't even finish mine. I had about an inch and a half left, and it went out when I was talking. Yeah. And I just let it die with dignity. And I rated mine, you went 1.5. I went way 1.5, than you.
And the reason why is because the Tatiana Groovy Blue, I rated a 2. And I would much rather smoke the Groovy Blue over the cinnamon, because this was cinnamon for 45 seconds, and then just utter trash for the rest of it. So
I need to find the Groovy Blue. What did I rate the Groovy Blue, Nate?
A 2.
Looking at it.
A 2. We both gave the Groovy Blue a 2. Yeah.
Oh, I cannot possibly give this that.
So that's why I was like, there's no way in hell can I do that.
I was being nice. So I'm going to lower mine to a 1.5.
Well, I gave the Tatiana Honey a 1. You gave the Tatiana Honey a 1.5. But I wasn't thrilled with the honey either. I'd probably rather smoke the cinnamon than the honey, I suppose, if we're splitting hairs, which I guess we are.
I was thinking about this in comparison to the honey because sure. It's not offensive. It just doesn't taste like a lot.
It's just, yeah,
it's not bad. It's just not good. And yeah. I want good. I paid money.
It's even, you know, a little below mediocre, so.
Oh, I wouldn't even, yeah. I mean, it's not even to mediocre territory.
Yeah.
It's just like not offensive. Doesn't make me want to throw up like a cult blood red moon.
Like, or an underground shade or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I do not recommend. I've never had a good cinnamon cigar where the hunt continues. You wouldn't think it'd be impossible, but.
Well, and the interesting thing is, the Fireball cigar is not a cinnamon cigar. It's a cigar designed to pair with their cinnamon whiskey. So it's got that kind of like, that's almost the Fireball cigar is almost a better vanilla cigar than any other vanilla cigar I've smoked.
Probably is the best vanilla cigar I've ever had, other than the Moontrance.
Yes. Yes. That is accurate. But the Fireball also wasn't as sweet as the Moontrance, because I think it was really designed to complement their Fireball cinnamon whiskey.
Very true. Much drier. Drier. Yep. So, yeah. Different targets. So, yeah.
Well, don't do this one.
I would not. Yeah, don't. The Groovy Blue is worth trying because it's weird.
Well, it's different. It's way different than anything else you're probably going to find out there.
They had that one. Some of the... they had one that was like a perfume taste, the Tatiana. And that was interesting. I like that one. It was fine. But we'd have to go back and actually find the name of these things.
Well, yeah. I mean, the beauty of the Tatianas are there's 279 of them. So if you have a flavor you like or want to try, they likely have it.
Right. And so far, they've all been fine. It's not there. You're not going to get a cigar that's unpleasant. You just might not get a cigar that's
overly the flavor you wanted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like this one was not very much cinnamon throughout most of it, but that's okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
Well, if you're in one of the states we talked about, which you probably are, and you don't like what we talked about, call your people, man, woman, them, at your state and have them undo that shit.
Right. Like, I will probably need to send some emails. I don't know if emails from the public or letters from the public matter to these people.
I don't
because,
know.
Because I think they're mostly concerned about embezzling money.
Yeah.
And
they just
getting
wanna, I
more.
Think appearances, right? Like they want to be seen as doing something with something that people seem to care about.
Right. Right. And our governor's, I haven't looked at the polls, but I have to imagine that his poll numbers are pretty low right now.
I mean, I showed up and executed two people, two American citizens, not even fucking immigrants.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I mean,
I don't know. Not
that's not really the governor's fault,
my book,
but he definitely didn't help the situation.
Well, the buck has to stop somewhere.
The buck has to stop somewhere. The Somali embezzlement story is crazy. I know that those sort of scams happen a lot with other communities. We talked about it.
Yeah, yeah.
The Russians do it. The Mormons do it. The Catholics
it.
The apparently, the Orthodox Jews have been accused of doing it in certain areas.
Well, if you want a government contract, you can't say that, Mike.
Well, Israel hates the Orthodox Jews.
Oh, they, I guess you can say that, Mike.
Yeah, they don't like the Orthodox Jews. They don't like a lot of American Jews either because there's like pretty significant minority of just the standard Jewish population of the United States, which I think is like 7 or 8 million. But they're anti-Israel, you know, like any of these Jewish people that are not Zionists are not every Jew is Zionist, not even close, you know. I don't know the exact numbers, but it's not to equate those two is not not accurate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not at all. So it's always interesting.
Yes. Well, otherwise, thanks for listening and catch us next week.
Be safe. Have fun.